All right, tomorrow, Saturday, December 6th at noon, the legendary Bill Curtis will be at the Museum of Broadcast Communications at noon for a conversation on stage with WGN-TV's Larry Potash, a meet-and-greet book signing for his new book, Whirlwind, and for tickets you can get museum.tv. And next Friday is the WGN-TV Drive-Through Toy Drive, celebrating its 23rd year. So that means next Friday, December 12th, expanded hours, 5 a.m. to 2 p.m., viewers are invited to drive up and drop off a new unwrapped toy at the WGN Studios, located at 2501 West Bradley Place, and it'll feature Santa, Paul Conrad, Pat Tomasulo, Dean Richards, Anna Balaval, Morgan Kolkmeyer, Brett Vickery, Marcus Leshock. Are you going to be inside keeping warm, Larry? Is that what this reads to me here?
Always. Someone has to drive the car.
That's very true. That's very true. That's very true. But performances, St. Sabina Youth Choir, and it'll benefit Christmas in the Wards and the Off the Street Club. And Larry Potash joins us tonight. How are you, buddy? What's going on?
Hi, Dave. Great. Thanks for having me.
What do we talk about first? I think the Broadcast Museum. I love that. And if you're looking at any of the responses on the museum's social media, it's like, wow, two legendary anchormen on one stage. It's going to be epic.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Interesting. I just had lunch with Bill Curtis not too long ago. We were, talking about some of the long form journalism that we both enjoy.
Very much so.
It's strange to think that that's really old school.
Yeah, I know.
But, somewhere along the line, I became the senior guy in the newsroom. I don't know how that happened at the age of 58.
Yeah.
Of course, when I got there, and Steve Sanders and Bob Jordan, I thought they were old men, and they were probably like 45.
Right. I know. Well, even anytime we look at, someone just posted something about the sitcoms we grew up with, and it was like, Red Fox, when he did Sanford and Son, first he was 46.
Oh, I know. Isn't that crazy? Like, Alice, the maid on Brady Bunch, was like 45, and she looked like she was 70.
She was sexy.
I don't know what happened.
She was sexy.
But that was, yeah.
I know. I don't know what happened where we thought. I remember there was a Don Rickles tribute years ago, and Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are on stage, and they're like, we thought in the 70s when we were watching it, we're like, that guy's old.
Yeah. And conversely, when I watch Gilligan's Island, I look at Lovie Howell and I think, hey, she's not that bad looking.
Lovie Howell. Yeah. And she was probably in her 50s at that point as well. I know. So, Bill is such an icon of Chicago broadcasting. Like in the 70s, and I done my research as well, like Bill and Walter reigned with like a 50 share for the 10 o'clock news. Like that's unprecedented. Like, think about that today.
Yeah. Well, clearly it was a different time, media-wise, technologically. And, but they were, it was an odd pairing. I mean, they complemented each other. But the one thing they had in common is that they were serious about journalism. And as you may know, along the way, a lot of people are attracted to the glitz of this business, or what they perceive to be the glitz and glamour of this business, and they're in it for the wrong reasons.
Right. Very true.
And usually, we can spot those people, but... journalism is just, it's so important, and the TV isn't what it was, and we're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and they both have said in interviews, I don't know, why they thought the two of us, Bill wanted to be on the street, I wanted to be in studio. We really didn't talk to each other all day, maybe had a phone call in the morning, and then we finally got to the anchor desk, and it just gelled. And, it was his investigative journalism, it was his perspectives. That he just retired this year, by the way. Walter was on GN Radio doing his perspectives at 88, and he just finally said, I think I'm done. So do you see that for yourself at 88, still doing?
No.
No.
Absolutely not. They kind of remind me of Woodward and Bernstein,
Well, hello. There you go. Yeah. Bill narrated nearly 1,000 documentaries, Curtis Productions, nearly 500. His voice is on everything, and I'm excited to see you guys at the new museum because, first of all, I got to get you and Bill at Johnny Carson's desk and the guest chair. You're just going to have to fight who's going to be interviewing and who's going to be sitting in Ed's spot for that.
Yeah.
But Bill is such a joy. You've had him on the newscast. You've had lunch with him. Yeah. He's such a joy to talk to. And Donna.
Yeah, I mean, he's serious about journalism, but he doesn't take himself too seriously, and that's a great mix when a lot of people in our industry do take themselves very seriously.
Yeah. Well, and he said too, he said, I wanted to write a book and really tell people, especially a younger generation who are interested in this, about what I've done because they just see me as like Will Ferrell's narrator in Anchorman. Yeah. Like that's what, and he doesn't want to, you know, have that go down as that. And he's got another book coming. Like this is really only about his early career and through Chicago and so forth. But I mean, he's done so much for so long, and at 85, he is still doing it.
Yeah, and it was a great read. It's great to, like, we all kind of know one or two lines about some of these big events that he's covered, like the Manson family and Speck and so on. Yeah. And so it's kind of good to kind of get back into it a little bit and get the details. And, it's a great read for anyone who grew up in Chicago or someone who's thinking about getting into journalism.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. And we have a section in the museum, a small one, but it talks about how to get into, because we're going to have some events next year with high schoolers, and we're going to do a college fair with colleges that have media departments, of course, and then we're going to do a job fair in April because, you know, the biggest thing I hear from all station management, it's really hard to find good people. And so we want to introduce it. So we've got a wall just about what can you get into? If you're interested in this, you don't have to be in front of the camera. Here's all the great things you could be doing behind the camera. Writing, segment producer, cameraman a little less likely these days the way that's working. Yeah. But there's so many jobs, marketing, sales, that you can do to get into this business. And we want folks to learn about that. Now, next week is the WGN-TV toy drive. It's been almost 25 years in the making, and it's a big deal. And you guys do a lot for these charities.
Yeah, we do a lot of work. I think interaction with the community is important. You know, that's something that you don't always get from whatever social media feed you're looking at. You know, we're part of the community. We're not these anonymous people with a social media handle.
Right, exactly. And you bring an unwrapped toy. Toys are so different. Like when my kid's like, well, I you know, maybe an electronic bike for Christmas. Really? Okay. Yeah. What about maybe Stratego? How about that for Christmas?
Right.
You know, I just say like the toys are so different. Like what were some of your favorites as a kid growing up in the 70s, 80s? Like what was the toy for you?
I loved the G.I. Joe and his competitor Big Jim, along with my Matchbox cars. I loved cars. So those are always fun. And they always... They were a toy that allowed you to use your imagination, which I think is somewhat missing with digital toys.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like Matchbox was bigger than, I mean, Hot Wheels is bigger if you're going to compare the two today, but I think it was more about Matchbox.
Yeah, for me it was Matchbox. I don't know what one had, you know, what the distinction was.
Yeah,
I just seemed to be a Matchbox guy.
Yeah, it was, for me it was Rock'em Sock'em Robots. I think my dad, you know, was a little more cost effective. So I didn't get Legos. I got American bricks.
Exactly. I got the generic version of everything.
Yeah, exactly. But the board games were great. You know, Weebles, Larry, they wobble, but they won't fall down. I don't know if you know about that, but it's great stuff. All right. So what is on Backstory on Sunday?
We just finished up our 12 new episodes, and we are into a season that ran not too long ago. So if you missed it, it's there. It's The Psychology of Tattoos is our main feature, which is interesting because I would always ask people, like, why'd you get that tattoo? And they'd say, I like it. I go, no kidding. I knew that much. But it's usually some kind of spiritual or artistic statement, which when you think about it is a little bit of a superficial statement. So we get into the psychology of that.
I feel like people get very emotional sometimes when they're talking about their tattoos. Yeah. It's a memory in time, or it's someone that passed in their life, or you know, there was a comedian on that I was watching the other day, and he's like, this guy was, it was Sebastian Maniscalco. He's like, my dad was bitten by a snake, so the head is here, now I'm going to wrap it around my arm, I'm going to bring it back around my body. Like, it's endless. Right. But next year, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the snake's brother is going to be tattooed up my leg coming up. But it's a project. It's like it's artwork to people, you know?
Yeah, it is. They'll say it's an artistic expression. I say, well, if I go out and buy a Van Gogh and hang it on my wall, is that my artistic expression? I'm not really sure about that.
Yeah, it could
be. And I would say, you know, I said, whatever sentiment you're trying to communicate, that sentiment would exist regardless of whether you get the tattoo.
It's true. It's very true. Yeah, it's very, very true. All right, tomorrow, Saturday, December 6th at noon, the legendary Bill Curtis will be at the Museum of Broadcast Communications at noon, 440 West Randolph in the West Loop, for a conversation on stage with Larry Potash, meet and greet, book signing for the new book, Whirlwind. And for tickets, you can go to museum.com. WGN.TV. And next Friday, the WGN-TV Drive-Thru Toy Drive will be celebrating its 23rd year. For more, go to WGNTV.com. Backstory airs Sunday nights at 11. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. All right, top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next.